Current State on WKAR. We're glad you're here. When people think of Michigan's economy, their minds may not necessarily turn to art. However, a new report may have people giving the creative sector a second look. The nonprofit organization ArtServe released its second annual Creative State Michigan study last week. The report suggests that creative and cultural enterprises have a positive effect on the state's economy. This is something the Arts Council of Greater Lansing has long believed. The council's programs and initiatives focus on expanding Michigan's arts sector. And today we have Jennifer Goulet, who is president and CEO of ArtServe, on the phone, and Leslie Donaldson is in our studio. She is the executive director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing to discuss the value of arts and cultural organizations. Jennifer, hello.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Hello, Leslie.
Hi.
Here we are together on the radio. Isn't that great? Well, Leslie, tell us about the kinds of things you learned from this survey then.
Well, I think, you know, ArtServe Michigan has been a great leader for our state as far as advocating for the importance of arts and culture and the economic impact that the arts plays in our state and also here locally. And I know Jennifer's going to talk a little bit more specifics, but we have been working on a cultural economic development plan for our region since 2008, really focused on growing creative enterprise, attracting and retaining talent, and how can we use the arts as a means for creative placemaking.
And Jennifer, you want to weigh in on the survey?
Yeah,
what was your big takeaway?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the second report, which features data from 346 nonprofit arts and cultural organizations across the state, again reaffirmed the powerful economic impact that the nonprofit creative sector has in communities of all sizes across the state. This small and mighty group of organizations in fiscal year 2010 reported total expenditures of more than $500 million, $553.5 million spent and contributed in Michigan's economy. And that's for things like, rent, utilities, office supplies, includes the salaries. In fact, about $194 million of that expenditure total supported 22,335 jobs across Michigan's communities. And we think that's a pretty powerful statistic that really adds a new dimension to how we think about the powerful role of arts and culture as part of Michigan's economic strategy and the vibrancy of our communities to be the kind of places that attract and retain talent, business investment, tourists, and quite simply make them the kinds of places where we all want to live and explore.
Jennifer, do you still find, though, that a lot of people don't necessarily link the arts and economic stimulus?
Well, I think that that perception is changing, and we're certainly finding that this data and research, much of which we've gained through a national initiative that we're part of called the Cultural Data Project, which is capturing this kind of information annually, is helping us in shaping a new perspective for the economic impacts of the sector. One of the other amazing facts that was revealed in this year's report really further affirms the powerful growth sector opportunity that arts-related businesses play in Michigan's economy. A quick example, from 2006 to 2011, the number of arts-related jobs increased by 15%. To 85,656 jobs in Michigan. Arts-related businesses jumped by 65% to 28,072. And in the 1 year between 2010 and 2011, jobs went up by 11% and businesses increased by 16%. So when you kind of put those statistics in the context of that being a period of time when Michigan's economy was moving toward and through recession, we think it's pretty astounding that the creative economy is showing great potential And we're certainly very hopeful that state, you know, and local leadership will begin to look more carefully at how we can develop initiatives and support to help grow those kind of opportunities across our communities.
When we talk about creative industries, Leslie Donaldson, what are we talking about here? Museums? Music venues.
Oh,
what
absolutely.
Else?
We're looking at arts artists as well as arts and cultural nonprofit organizations. But in addition to that, we look at the creative industries as being those, you know, working in graphic design, web designers, print houses, advertising, and so on and so forth. Interestingly, in Greater Lansing, that aspect of the creative sector is also growing. When we worked with our consultants on the Cultural Economic Development Plan data, now this was back in 2008 and 2009, they used census data and some other tools that were available to us at the time. We found that the Greater Lansing creative sector is about 9% of the workforce and, again, continues to grow. Hmm.
And now tell us a little bit more, Leslie, about the Arts Council and the Cultural Economic Development Plan.
So we're really pleased to work with so many area businesses and our local municipal leaders on really trying to grow creative enterprise and really try to grow that creative workforce, also support our arts and cultural nonprofit organizations. But how can we use the arts as a means to attract and retain talent for other sectors that might be looking to attract jobs to the region? We found actually through this work that arts and humanities nonprofit organizations in Lansing and East Lansing is comparable to the number in a large city like Seattle. So per capita, we have quite a lot of, just in the arts and humanities nonprofit organizations alone, quite a significant sector. But then in addition to that, all of the graphic designers and those artists that are out there and they're trying to sell their work, make a living, and, you know, do a great job, you know, creating business for themselves here, that is also growing.
We're talking the arts and economic stimulus with Jennifer Goulet and Leslie Donaldson. It's so ironic that you should join us here this morning because an hour ago I got a tweet from the Grand Rapids Art Prize, and the tweet was, quote, 2013 will be our first sustainable year.
Yay!
So how about
Yay.
That? Yes. Of all the days to get that tweet, it was the day you were on. Art Prize, the Broad Art Museum, these have been huge shots in the arm, have they not?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Jennifer can probably talk a little bit more about Art Prize, but, you know, we have been working to support the opening of the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum here at MSU, which is going to serve as a cultural hub to the essentially the international community, and as a result, we expect a lot of visitors.
No doubt about it. Jennifer?
Well, and I think one of the fun things and kind of, again, conversation changers in this year's report is the degree to which arts and cultural destinations in Michigan are fueling state tourism revenues in that industry. In fiscal year 2011, our destinations generated more than $2 billion towards state tourism revenues. That was 16% of the state total revenues in that industry for that year. And what's even kind of more intriguing is that that was more than golf, boating and sailing, hunting and fishing, and hiking and biking combined. So a powerful player in attracting visitors to our communities across the state who are taking in the, you know, rich array of cultural resources and assets, historical landmarks that we have to offer. And we know statistically from national studies that have been done by our counterpart, Americans for the Arts, that cultural tourists tend to be the tourists that we want to attract. They tend to stay longer, they tend to spend more, they tend to come back to revisit places, and they tend to bring other people with them. So, you know, that's a pretty great success story for Michigan's tourism industry.
Jennifer.
And Art Prize is a fabulous example within the creative sector of how a community has really embraced and come together to celebrate the arts in a way that, you know, engages the business community and the artists and the arts and culture groups, the schools, and artists from across the globe. and attracting people to spend time having that experience and experiencing Grand Rapids and leaving dollars behind as they do it.
That is Jennifer Goulet, President and CEO of ArtServe, on the phone. Leslie Donaldson is in our current state studio. She is Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. We've been talking about the value of arts and cultural organizations. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.